The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay, all set. Housekeeping done. So for practice for tonight, what I'd like to guide us through for us to practice together is one of the practices of the heart that is very nourishing, very healing, provides support, provides gladness, hence happy hour. And it's a practice that you might be familiar with already. And of course, every time we do a practice, it's a different time, right? A different time in the stream of our lives. We're stepping into it from a different moment in our lives. It's the practice of gratitude. Gratitude, practicing gratefulness for what's available in our lives, in our heart, in our bodies. And there's also, so the practice of gratitude, one couple of things I want to say about it before we start the practice, is it's not a practice of should. You don't have to be grateful for anything. So we do this practice not with a sense of, oh, I should be grateful. Oh, God, okay, I don't really feel grateful. I feel really grumpy right now. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Make sure the invitations that you give yourself, you're just checking out. Oh, can I be grateful for this? Or is there anything I can be grateful for? Very gentle invitation. Because as soon as you start, or as soon as one starts with a sense of, oh, I should be grateful. There's nothing really going wrong with my life. Or oh, I should be grateful. Ouch. It becomes a very tight and difficult practice. And it's just best to stay with the breath, stay with the body, just stay with simplicity of breathing and sitting. And instead of taking instead of self-flagellating yourself with whatever object you usually in your mind's eye, you do self-judgment. So that's one thing I want to warn us against at the outset. Because gratitude really works this practice to open the heart, to bring sense of goodness and fullness, a sense of resourcefulness, a sense of the cornucopia that's available. It only works if it's very gently done, if the heart finds its own way. It's not beat over the head or beat over the bush. So I want to bring that in as something to be mindful of. Now, what is beautiful about the practice of gratitude, natural gratitude, as it arises naturally, as we see, this is what I'm trying to communicate. In the practice tonight, we're going to set the conditions for gratitude to arise, if it wants to arise. And that's the best we can do with any practice or every practice. We set the conditions in place, in motion, and kind of invite it to arise. I see at least one kitty in the screen. I saw a kitty or two on the screen. So it's just like, you know, playing with a shy kitty. You're like, okay, you put out milk, you put out some yummy food, and you're like, okay, sweetie, you want to come out? Kitty, 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 kitty. You know, just, hey, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. You want to come out? I've put some milk. I've set the conditions. Just a very playful invitational. Oh, yeah, I see another kitty now on the screen. How sweet. This is great. I see Olivia's kitty right now. Makes me happy. So, yeah, let's do this practice with that spirit of playfulness, of invitation. And if the kitty doesn't want to come out, that's okay. We'll just keep, you know, putting the milk out, maybe just stroking it a little bit if it doesn't want to purr. It's all good. It's all good. It's an invitational practice, aspirational. So that's what I want to bring in about the spirit of the practice. Very gentle, very loving, easygoing. A couple of things I want to say about the benefit of the practice before we start. So why the heck do this practice anyway? Well, our minds tend to turn naturally towards what's lacking, what's missing, what's negative, what's going wrong, what's not right. So out of wisdom, in order to balance the negativity bias that we all have as human beings, it's part of our psychology. We tend to gravitate towards what's difficult. Otherwise, our ancestors wouldn't have survived. But in order to balance that with wisdom, we turn our minds intentionally towards what is not lacking, what is full, towards the cornucopia of our lives. Otherwise, we miss it. We focus on what we don't have. We miss all the things that are present. And a sense of, instead of a sense of scarcity, instead of lack, living in a sense of lack, which feels it's the poorest room in the house of our heart. We can instead leave that room and take our lodgings, sit in a room that feels palatial. Wow, there is so much goodness, so much goodness. We can choose which room to hang out in. So let's choose to hang out in a room that's more nourishing, especially when the times are tough, especially when very, very challenging circumstances are happening for all of us in our world. It's a good time to nourish ourselves with gratitude. One last thing I want to say is there's also this practice, which is my favorite practice also, of radical gratitude, which is seeing if the mind, the heart, can open up to even feeling gratitude for what on the first glance is not good. It's a challenge in our lives. But can we see an aspect of it which is actually a blessing? So that is an invitation that towards the end of this guided meditation, I will invite you, if you want to play around, if you want to play around with radical gratitude, again, no shoulds, you don't have to, you can just experiment with it. See if there can be another perspective in seeing what's challenging, to appreciate it from a completely different perspective. So with all of that, you can let the words go. Shake it out. And now I invite you to settle. I invite you to settle in your seat, wherever you're sitting. If you need to move right now to sit more comfortably, this is a perfect time to move. And allowing your body to have a sense of ease, first and foremost, just landing. Hello, body. Hi. How are you in this moment? Checking in with the body. Maybe the body says, I feel tired, I feel heavy, I feel light. This part of me is achy. This part of me is tight. This part of me feels good. This part of me would like to relax a little more. Just checking in. How is the body in this moment? Really greeting yourself. With friendliness, kindness, care. Oh, dear body, how are you? And inviting the breath. To move through the body and settle, calm and relax. Letting yourself enjoy. Being breathed. The simplicity of just sitting and being breathed. Letting this be enough. Just sitting and being breathed. With each breath, arriving, calming, soothing, as if you were in fact. With each in-breath and out-breath, stroking a little kitty or your favorite animal. Calming, soothing. Letting the breath be like the stroking, connecting with the entire breath. Stroking your body, the inside of your body. Relaxing. Inviting every muscle. to soften. Each breath, each in-breath and out-breath. Maybe you start to purr yourself with each breath. As we till the soil in the first few minutes of this practice with just the breath and the body settling, setting the conditions in place. And as you are sitting and being breathed in this moment, the breath freely moving and out of the body, maybe your body's a little more relaxed, landed a little more softer. Maybe, perhaps your mind is just a little calmer. Maybe not, which is fine too. Connecting with the inner experience of being awake, aware of this body breathing. Sense of awareness internally, as if you were really connecting with yourself in this moment. really touching into the sense of presence right now. And letting the sense of awareness of yourself, of this being, sitting, being breathed, sensations of breathing, awareness, the body, the breath, maybe sounds too. Maybe inviting now, if you wish. You can stay with your body, your breath, if you wish. All good. And if you wish, you can open up your awareness, if you like, in this moment, to something that feels good, pleasant, nice, supportive in this moment. And see if this goodness, whatever it is in your body and your breath, your heart and your mind, sensations, whether a sense of appreciation for it arises, just savoring it, savoring. However little there might be. And if not, don't push it. Just allow yourself to revel in just sitting and breathing. And if there is a little bit of delight, something that is pleasant, has a pleasant feeling tone, ever so slight. It can be tasted and appreciated. Right now, as I sit, I hear the sound of birds outside my window. It's pleasant, it makes me happy. A sense of appreciation for this little birdie outside, doing what it does, doing its thing. Sense of appreciation is arising in my heart. Very simple. Delight. Let it arise naturally. If nothing arises, that's okay. Let it be. if you wish, again, ever so gently, allow your awareness to open up. Something that's appreciated in this moment, something else. I'll name something simple for me. I'm appreciating the chair I'm sitting on. Actually, the bottom, the cushion is rather comfortable and soft. The sense of appreciation and delight. Now let your mind open up to whatever invites you to be savored and appreciated in this moment. Maybe the fact that you are able to sit right now, sit in community in this moment. And practice. Your practice doesn't have to be perfect, whatever that is, but just for a moment, just to be, just to sit with yourself and with others. It's kind of nice. It's sweet. I'm appreciating in this moment. There's a sweetness about it. A delight. All these folks, different cities, different homes, different states. Sense of delight and appreciation. Sense of goodness. Being aware of goodness. Maybe there is enough health in your body right now to be sitting. And breathing. The sound mind. Knowing how to work the technology. I'll let you notice the various things in this moment. That are goodnesses. Maybe your belly is full, or if it's empty, you know there is some food in the cupboard or the fridge. You're sitting under a roof, protected from the elements. Naming a few things in rapid succession, but I invite you to spend time with whatever comes up in your mind, in your heart, to just savor it, savor the goodness of it. What if it weren't the case? Maybe remove it for a moment. As if, say right now, you weren't healthy, you were ill, you had a fever, you had a cough, and now, oh, wow, you don't have a fever, you don't have a cough. Whew. How nice to be like this right now. Can use this technique if you wish sparingly. Make sure you don't get into worry or frenzy. Now and then you can remove your imagination, a few things that are here, and imagine your life without them. And then realize they are here. Again, use your own wisdom for what your heart is called for right now, what's supportive, and turning your mind towards the good. As you recount and really connect with things that are good and you're grateful for in your life, stay connected to your body and your breath to see, to stay grounded and not get too heady. Especially as you consider, say, people in your life you're grateful for. Helps to stay grounded in the body, not to get into too many stories. But just to stay with the goodness of gratitude. Letting your heart be soaked in the refreshing, nurturing, healing goodness of what's good, what's plentiful. to invite you, if you wish, you can stay with this practice a few more minutes, but if you wish, to invite you to turn your awareness into something that is challenging. We all have challenges in our lives. Every single one of us, the part of human existence. Turning your mind to something that is challenging or has been challenging in some way. Inviting yourself. Consider, is there something about this challenge? Is there something about this challenge that from a particular perspective that may not be available to you right now, but maybe it will become available if you ask the question. Something about it that it's a gift, that has been a gift, a blessing to open you up in some way. Don't try too hard. It's not a should. Just drop in the question and see if something opens up for you. You might be surprised. And for the last moment of this practice period, to invite you to hold yourself with appreciation and gratitude for having sat, for having practiced without attachment to outcome. Whether your mind was distracted or sleepy or anxious, it doesn't matter. You tried, even for 1 second. That's all that matters. Thank you, me. I appreciate the goodness of the intention, the goodness of the effort. Thank you all. It's time in our practice. I like asking us to maybe share a one-word reflection, either in the chat or you can unmute yourself if you wish, or you can, Paul offers peace. Thank you, Paul. What's coming up for me is just a sense of happiness. I feel both peaceful and happy. There's a joy, delight. Ari offers serenity. Thank you. Softness, Diane offers on YouTube. Thank you, Diane. Jeanette offers hope. Thank you. Olivia, nurtured. Nice. Kim, surrounded by abundance. Sweet. Susan, increased sense of safety. Thank you, Susan. Christine, sense of enoughness. Yes, love it. Sense of enoughness. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Lovely. Another thing that arose for me was a sense of strength and gratitude for this challenge in my life in a new way that I hadn't felt before. So that was fun. Was nice. Tonya offers comforted. Thank you. Christine from Germany. Safe. Yes, thank you. Lovely. Thank you all for your reflections. Feeling nurtured by simply being in this space with you and feeling the space that has been co-created by the practice of all of us right now. So at this point, the invitation is for us to engage in interactive practice in the same way that we've noticed we've turned our minds ever so gently to the fullness, to the enoughness, to the abundance of our lives, to turn that actually to holding a couple of other human beings who've been practicing with us in this way, in silence, but seeing if we can hold them with abundance, holding ourselves with abundance and holding them with abundance and letting ourselves be held. What if when you're interacting and speaking, whatever you say, even if you know, the prompt is, how was this practice for you? If you say, oh, I fell asleep, I couldn't stay awake for a minute, for example. Great. What if that's enough? What if that's abundant? That's exactly what needed to happen tonight. What if you hold that with a sense of abundance? And what if you know that other people are not judging you and holding you with a sense of gratitude and abundance? You try. This is how you showed up. Yay, beautiful. And it's a radical practice. It's such a radical practice to show up in this way, interactively with other people in the world. So I so invite you to give it a try tonight. Even if you're on the fence, what do you have to lose? 6 minutes. It's a new experiment. And as you know, many folks report that this is perhaps one of their favorite parts of happy hour, the interactive part. So, and if you decide tonight is not the night right for you, it's all good. It's understandable too. So I like to go ahead and make the rooms now. And here we go. Let's see. Make the breakout rooms. It's going to take me a moment. Here we go. Okay, so they have, they have either two. Let's see, is that right? What's happening here? Hold on, maybe some technical difficulties. Okay, let's try that again. Okay, I think I have it. All right. Oops. Okay. All right. All good. Okay, here we go. They're of size 3 and 4, I believe. Let's make sure. Okay, I'm going to do one more thing. Thanks for your patience. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to open up the rooms. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. So we'd love to hear a few thoughts, reflections about how your practice has been tonight. I'm curious. Please do tell. Please, yeah, Susan. I'm going to mute others.
Uh-huh. Hopefully I won't break up. My phone's been breaking, or my iPad's breaking up. But let's see. The guided meditation was really helpful for my nervous system and my mood. And in our group, one of our members shared about her happiness. And then I got to have mudita, which is just such a score. So thank you.
Nice. Beautiful. Yay. Mudita. Woo, vicarious joy, happiness for somebody else's happiness. Woohoo. Feels so good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely. Thanks for sharing that, Susan. Wow, makes me see, now I have mudita for you having mudita for somebody else. it's pretty awesome, right? We can just send a happiness around. Lovely. Thank you for that. Yeah. Who else, please?
I particularly liked, I liked the whole meditation. It was great. But the very last part of thinking about something difficult in your life, that just blossomed into all these positive things. And they, you know, sort of started slowly. And then it was like, oh, nah. So that was very cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Beautiful. I'm delighted to hear how you're saying, oh, it just started and then just blossomed. Just bringing that intention in into the container and how seeing challenges in a different way can just take off. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Kim. Yeah. Other reflections, please.
I've been having some challenges with my living situation, and this meditation just gave me the opportunity to have a bit of peace in the middle of a real big challenge.
Nice. Thank you.
Nice to have that respite.
Nice. I'm delighted to hear that. Thank you for sharing that. I can't say it better. You really said it so beautifully. Especially when there is a lot of challenge in our lives, in our heart. A practice like this feels like a refuge. It creates a little bit of space. So thank you for speaking to that. And I'm so happy that it provided that for you, was supportive for you in that way, Tanya. Lovely. Makes me happy. Thank you. Yeah, Olivia, please.
I really appreciated bringing in challenge to gratitude practice, as Kim mentioned as well. Like, that was a ripe soil, I think, for giving it a little more compassion. The challenge that I'm having is around feeling vulnerable and feeling having challenge with sort of needing or wanting more external validation, which is a very like tender kind of almost childlike feeling. And cultivating that compassion, gratitude combo first, like really allowed that challenge to be present. And I definitely saw the beauty of it. Like, I definitely saw, oh, what an opportunity. So it was very effective, and I really have a lot of gratitude for your guidance, Nikki. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that opening, just the way it opened for you, the tenderness, the vulnerability, and the transformation. Yay. Now I have mudita for you. Beautiful. Thank you. Ah, well, dear ones, my heart is full as I hear the fullness of your hearts in the practice tonight. May all of our hearts be full, even in the midst of challenges, to notice the fullness, the goodness. And may we offer this goodness, enoughness, bounty, both to ourselves and to all beings whose lives we touch and we support and serve. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be happy and free. Thank you all for joining and hanging till the very end. Woohoo! All right, take good care. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.